Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I believe I can fly. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Do It Radio, second Sunday service, January the 9th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Some of you may know the owner of DoItAllInTheMall.com and Let's Do It Radio, Sharon Salisbury Frazier, has passed away as of December the 21st, 2021. And we are wanting to continue her legacy of Let's Do It Radio. Even though Sharon has passed away, we'd love to have your continued support, and she'd love to have her church services. So let's give Pastor Beatrice Jenkins, better known as Pastor B, from A Time to Decree Ministries out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a warm welcome. Yes, ma'am. Pastor B. Yes, 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 yes.
God,
yes,
praise,
yes.
God,
here we
praise.
Are. Here we are. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I am so grateful.
Yes.
Amen. For another opportunity to share with the people of God. Greetings out there in Radio Land. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yes.
I am your preacher. Yes, P-R-E-A-C-H-E-R. I am your preacher, Pastor B. And you have tuned in to our second Sunday, A Time to Decree service. The Bible says in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. It's time for the people of God to use the power of life and death that lies in their tongue to call those things that are not though they are. We have to say it till we see it and faith it until we make it. Oh, I feel something moving in the airwaves. Call somebody. Let them know. Come on, it's time to tune in. We're going to have some church in Jesus' name. It's time to decree with Pastor B. And to kick off, we have Miranda Curtis singing The Name of Jesus Is Lifted High, after which my daughter, Minister Armani Jenkins, will bring our invocation and January's monthly time check. Let's go. Come on, Miranda Curtis.
All right, now. Come on, Miranda. Sing it to us. Come on. Yeah. Everybody celebrate the Lord. We lift his name. We lift his high name. Somebody celebrate him. Put your hands together. We bless your name, Jesus. You are the yes, you are. The name of Jesus is lifted high, lifted high. The name of Jesus lifted high.
of an army arising. I hear the sound of an army arising in this place. Say,
Jesus.
And
yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Radio Land, let us now go into the throne room. Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Bless your name.
Father God, we come to you once again saying thank you. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, God, for another day's journey.
Yes.
We
yes.
thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We do not take this day for granted. Hallelujah. A new day, a new year,
yes.
a new season. Another time that we have crossed over, God, and we have no one to thank but you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a keeper. Thank you, God, for keeping all the families, Lord, who may have lost loved ones, God, this season. We thank you, God, for being a comforter, God. Most of all, being a healer in this pandemic. We thank you, hallelujah, for releasing your glory, hallelujah, in this
yes.
place, hallelujah, releasing your glory in every home, releasing your glory in every car, releasing your glory, hallelujah, in our hearts, God, on our minds, God. We need your
yes.
glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
We need, we can't do nothing without your glory. We can't breathe without you, God. We can't move without your glory. Fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. We thank you for a fresh falling for a new year. We thank you, God, for a new dose for a new year, God, of your anointing,
yes,
of
yes.
your power. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We love you, God, because you did it again. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. We lift your name on
Nobody.
High. Hallelujah. We lift your name on high because there's no other name, hallelujah, above that name. There's no other name, hallelujah, more powerful. No other name more mighty. No other name, hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. No
hallelujah.
Other name,
yes.
hallelujah. We thank you that
Come
we can
now.
Call
on.
That name. Because your name still has power. Your name still has healing. Your name still carries salvation. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for saving every son, saving every daughter. Hallelujah. Saving every mother, every father. Hallelujah. Every brother, every sister. We thank you, God, in this new year, sons and daughters shall be saved. And we thank you, God. God. Hallelujah, that we shall bow down to that name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That you are Lord and Lord. You are King of Kings. We thank you, God, that in this year, even COVID has to bow. In the name, hallelujah,
well,
to that name. In the name of Jesus, pandemic has to bow. In the name of Jesus, we arrest the spirit of COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. That this is the year of salvation. This is the year of restoration. This is the year, hallelujah, of resurrection. Oh, come on, you better help me decree it wherever you are. This is the year, hallelujah, that God is going to do just what he said he will do. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that we have unfinished business. Hallelujah. And will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. In 2022, I thank you, God, that he, oh, Lord, you're taking care of every leftover spirit that was left over from 2021. You're cleaning up the leftovers in 2022. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're sweeping up the leftovers. You're mopping up the leftovers. Hallelujah. Every unfinished business left from 2021, I thank you, God, that you are taking care of it in 2022. We thank you. We praise you that it is already done.
Yes, thank
it
you.
Is so. It is so. We decree and we declare that it is so. In
Come
Jesus'
on
name.
It's precious.
In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It is now time for January's time hex. Amen. It is now time for January's time check. And January's time check is it is time to look again. It's time to look again. Check and make sure that nothing stops you from looking again. Amen. And this comes from 1 Kings chapter 18, 43 and 44, where it tells the story of how Elijah told his assistant to go look on the other side of the mountain to see if there's any sign of rain. He looked six times and said, I see nothing. But Elijah told him to go back and look again. And on the seventh time, somebody say the seventh time. On the seventh time, he saw a cloud rising from the sea. When he looked again on the seventh time, he confirmed that the drought would end. Hallelujah. And some of you, like Elijah, have been praying for your drought to end. And when it comes to ourselves, we've become so used to looking at our past mistakes and used to looking at our failures that we have given up on our seventh time. Jesus. We've given up because we've seen no results. We look at the first time and we still see our past. And we look the second time and we still see that sickness. And we look the third still see that disease. And look the fourth time and still see that addiction. And we look the fifth time and still see those chains that have us bound, and we look the sixth time and still see a pandemic. But the devil, hallelujah, is the liar. I'm going to look again because I'm now on my seventh look. Radio man, it's time to look again. Tell somebody next to you, wherever you are, and tell them, look again. Look again.
Look again.
Because God, hallelujah, has released a cloud, and you're about to hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Look again, because rain is coming. It won't be long, hallelujah, until you see his showers of blessings pouring down on your life. Somebody say it's raining. It's raining. I was in a drought, but it's raining. Look again. Till you see it's raining. Look again. Till you see every promise fulfilled. Look again. Till you see your healing. Look again. Until you see your breakthrough. January time check. Hallelujah. It's time
to look again. I dare you to give God a praise.
All right,
man.
We're trying
to have some chat today. What you say?
We're going to have some chat. You know what? We finna have some
Jesus,
chat up in here. You know what? We're going to have us a praise break. Come on. Let's
yes,
go.
Yes, Lord. My God. Woo! I'm going to look again. Come on. Take a 10-second praise break. Come on.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. What you say, Minister Amani? Rain is coming.
Rain is coming.
Come on again.
That a life was nothing but
Hallelujah.
I can do it if I just believe it. There is nothing to it. I believe.
I believe I can fly.
Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can go. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. 'Cause I believe in me.
About the decree is coming from Isaiah 40 and 31. And it reads, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." I think I'll read that one more time. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up," hallelujah, "with wings as eagles." Radio Land, you know what time it is. Let's lift those hands. If you're driving, I just need you to lift one hand. I need you to declare, decree and declare, with the "it shall be done unto me" attitude. Come on, lift your hands and say, "In Jesus' name, I decree and I declare that in 2022, I shall fly above it." I decree and declare that in 2022, I shall fly above it. That's right. I decree and declare I shall fly above it. I shall mount up above it. I shall exceed above it. I shall rise up. Hallelujah. I shall rise above it. I shall fly above it. And only you know, ladies and gentlemen, what your "it" is. I shall fly above it. What is your "it"? I dare you, I dare you, as you think about your "it," to decree and declare again in 2022, "I shall fly above my 'it'." My it, hallelujah, is causing me some storms. I got to fly above it because I'm dealing with some stormy conditions. The weather doesn't look good for me because of my it. There's a bad forecast over my life because of my it. My it, my it is causing turbulence in my life. So I got to fly above it. I got to fly above the turbulence of sickness. I have to fly above the turbulence of confusion, chaos, and mess. I've got to fly above the turbulence of trials and tribulations. I got to fly till I reach the sky. I got to fly too high to hear the critics. I got to fly too high to hear the haters. I got to fly too high to hear the noise of negativity. Too high to hear the noise of racism. I got to fly so high that I'm too high to hear the sound of I can't. In my studies, I've learned that when a storm is coming, or during the storm, birds, somebody say birds, birds seek shelter. They run and hide right before the storm because they don't want to be in the midst of a storm. But an eagle, somebody say eagle. An eagle doesn't hide from the storm. Even if the storm comes unexpectedly, it uses the wind of the storm to lift it above the storm. In other words, it flies above the storm. So the question on the floor tonight, the question I want to ask every listener is, where are the eagles? Where are the eagles? It's easy to be a bird and go hide in the midst of a storm, but where are the eagles? The eagles are the ones when the storm of life begin to rage in your life, when the winds begin to blow, you fly above it, hallelujah. You mount up above it. You fly above the clouds of depression, good God. You fly above it. You fly above the clouds of discouragement. You fly above it. You fly above the clouds of low self-esteem, oh God. You fly above it. You fly above the clouds of bitterness and unforgiveness. Yes. You fly above it. Yes. Somebody tell somebody right where you are. Don't let it live, good God. Don't let your storm, don't let your it kill you. Oh, my God. You got to fly above your it. Don't let it, I'm talking about your storm. Don't let it kill you. Oh, my God. Don't let the storms of life kill you. Don't let that wayward child kill you. Don't let what you're going through on your job kill you. Don't let the worry or fear of this pandemic kill you. Don't let it kill you, but be an eagle and fly above it. Hallelujah. So I dare you right where you are to start flapping in the spirit, because God Almighty, wherever you are, I dare you to start flapping your arms like wings. I dare you to flap in the spirit, and folk gonna think you're crazy, but that's all right, because while you're flapping, God is lifting you up. Y'all just missed the opportunity to shout. While you're flapping, God is lifting you up so you can fly above it. Well, I decree that I'm an eagle. Come on, decree that with me, please.
Yeah.
I decree and declare that I'm an eagle because I fly above it. God has given me the grace. Hallelujah. I got the grace to fly above it. Why? Because eagles are fearless. Eagles have vision. What's clear to us at 5 feet is clear to the eagle 20 feet away. So even though your miracle seems 20 feet away, you can still see it because you're an eagle. Oh, I decree it may be 20 feet from me, but I still see myself dead free. It may be 20 feet from me, hallelujah, but I can still see myself delivered. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody in your kitchen it's closer than you think. Good God Almighty. The head and not the tail is closer than you think. Good God. The lender and not the borrower is closer than you think. Above and not beneath is closer than you think. Why? Because I see like an eagle. In fact, I decree I got eagle eyes. Oh, y'all just missed your time to shout. Somebody lift your hands and decree. I decree and declare I got eagle eyes.
Eagle eyes.
Help me to see, see stuff that seems to be far to everybody else. It's right in reach. Somebody say, I'm right in reach of my breakthrough. I'm right in reach of my blessing. I'm right in reach of money of my reign. My child is about to be right in reach. I got eagle's eyes. And it helps me to see. Not only things, it helps you to see people. You need to tell somebody, I see you. I may not say anything, but I see you. Oh, my God. I see you. Oh, my God. I may still smile and say, how are you doing? But I see you. I may still. I'm going to leave that alone. That's a whole nother message. But somebody just say, I see you. I'm an eagle, and I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it. Let's stop right there. That's the problem. Stop thinking about it and be about it. Oh, God. I stop going to tell somebody. Stop thinking about flying and be about it. That's another decree and declaration. I lift my hands and say, I'm not just going to think about it, holla. I'm going to be about it. Woo! I'm going to be about my father's business. I'm going to do what he told me to do. I'm going to be about it. I'm going to spread my wings and fly away. I can breathe. I can soar because I can see me running through that open door. But until that door opens, how many of you know I'm going to praise him in the hallway? He may not open the door when I want him to, but while I'm in the process, I'm going to praise him in the hallway.
Come on.
Who am I preaching to?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to go where eyes have not seen and ears have not heard? Are you ready to fly? Well, tell somebody in your living room, bedroom, or in the car right where you are, tell them it's time to fly. It's time to fly. Come on, say it again. It's time to fly. It's time for you to fly. It's time for you to stop crawling and fly. It's time. Good God Almighty. It's time to fly. Why? Because when the clock struck 12 midnight January 1st, you crossed over into your new season of takeoff. My God, I felt something right there. When the clock struck 12, somebody said the devil messed up when he allowed me to hear the clock striking 12 because it launched me in my new season of takeoff. Because if God left me here to see a new year, it's time for me to fly and take off. I dare you to praise God for your season of takeoff. Oh, good God.
Yes.
Come on and praise him. Come on, 5 seconds to praise him for your season of takeoff. One, takeoff. Two, takeoff. Three, takeoff. Four, takeoff. Five, takeoff.
Come on, take off.
Well, if you're ready to take off, let me invite you to board Eagle Airlines. Flight 2020. My God, my God. If you're ready to take off, a new you. New opportunities, a new you. New anointing, a new you. New appointing, a new you. New connections, a new you. In fact, God had to change the God to put you where you are right now. God is changing the God. Somebody say, he's changing the God. Those who've been blocking your level, God, I'm changing, I'm changing. I'm changing it, I'm changing. Who've been trying to hold you back, God said, I'm changing it. A new way. Because God is doing a new thing in you. So welcome. Welcome to Eagle Airlines. Flight 2022. Flight 2022. And before we board this flight, as your spiritual flight attendant, I must advise you of a couple of things. One, you can't take off. You can't board to leave the runway until you stop by baggage check. You got to get rid of your old baggage. Good God Almighty. Emotional baggage can't go. Good God Almighty. Those old worldly friends you used to run with can't go. Good God. The baggage of your past can't go. The baggage of yesterday can't. Somebody said can't go. Somebody said can't go. The baggage of guilt and shame can't go. It can't go. It just can't go. The baggage of the baggage of oppression can't. It cannot. It can't go. Playing tracks. The baggage of playing tracks. Not in 2022. Not on Eagle Airlines. It just cannot go. In fact, anything that weighs you down in the spirit, anything that weighs you down, because in the natural, anything, any extra baggage that's heavy, you pay a heavier price. Anytime you try to borrow the extra baggage, they make you pay double. So I'm telling you on tonight that anything that weighs you down in the spirit cannot go. It cannot board flight 2022. Last year, I remember taking our money to Fort Lauderdale Bahia Resort to celebrate her 25th birthday. And as we went through baggage check-in, I had all my expensive perfumes in this tote wrap-on bag. I thought I was doing something smart. They were going to come on the plane with me. And the officer ran it through and said, ma'am, I'm sorry. This can't go. And I was thinking, I was perplexed. I was upset because, look here, it was expensive, but it couldn't go. Oh, good God. It smelled good, but it couldn't go. It looked good, but it couldn't go. Ooh, some of y'all are dealing with folks who smell good, but they can't go. They may be looking good. Oh, I'm talking to the single women out there, but somebody said they can't go. I began to deal with the spirit of regret because I know how much it cost me. I know what it cost me. And as I wrestled with regret, God began to deal with me and say, the baggage of regret. Let it go. The baggage of regret. I stopped by to tell somebody listening, the baggage of your regret. Let it go because it can't go. I decree and declare I'm going to let it go because it can't go. Come on, say it again. I need you to write that one down. I decree and declare the baggage of regret. I got to let it go because it can't go. Because God says, I'm taking you. The baggage of regret will make you miss your flight. I'm going to let that sink right there.
Lord Jesus.
I felt something right there. I don't care how much you say you got your ticket in your hand. The baggage of regret will cause you to miss your spiritual flight. So I came to preach to about 100 of y'all who regrets, who's dealing with the spirit and baggage of regret, who's regretting whoever or whatever God has cut out of your life. I stopped by to tell you, let it go. Let it go. go, let it go, let it go. Because it can't go where God is trying to take you. You have to leave it at the airport. Somebody,
come
I
on.
Got to leave
come
it at
on.
The airport. Come on, whatever your it is, I need you to lift your hands and say, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it. Come on, only you know what your it is. Say, I'm going to leave it at the airport because nothing is worth my flight. Nothing is worth me missing my flight. I can't board flight 2022 till I lose the regret of losing you know who. The baggage of you know who. I don't know who I'm preaching to. But to fly to your next level, you got to be willing
come on.
To leave your five W's at the airport. What? When? Where? And why? I dare you to put it in the atmosphere by decreeing it in 2022, I decree and declare, I'm leaving the baggage of my five W's. Who, what, when, where, and why? Because it's not worth me missing my flight. Next, before takeoff, make sure you have faith, because that's your boarding pass. Don't let your fear of flying paralyze you from getting to your destiny. Three, make sure your seatbelt down. You have seatbelted your attitude down. Good God. You seatbelted your attitude and it's locked in an upright position. Why? Because you got to walk upright on this spiritual flight. You, somebody say, I got to walk upright. My attitude got to be locked in a spiritual upright position. So I got to check my attitude because it determines my altitude. Oh, there's another decree. I decree and declare I'm going to check myself before I wreck myself. Next, don't lose, hallelujah, your ability to wait. Make sure before boarding, you say you're ready for takeoff. But look here, make sure before you board that you do not lose your ability to wait. Because there may be some delays getting to your next level. But wait on it. Somebody say, wait on it. You may feel
wait
that your engine is running, but it seems like you ain't going nowhere. But somebody say, wait on it. Good God Almighty.
Wait
the flight of success may be long, but wait on it. Don't lose your weight. You may circle the runway 1,000 times and seem like you'll never get to your destination. Seem like you will never land in your promised land. But somebody say, wait on it. Somebody say, wait on it.
On
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Wait
somebody say, wait on it. Come on.
Yes.
Somebody say, wait on it. Why? Because Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait, hallelujah, I feel my help, upon the Lord, the Most High, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of an eagle. Come on, somebody. You got to wait till you the strength.
Wait,
somebody say, I'm going to wait till I get my strength back. This pandemic has taken my strength. COVID has taken my strength. I'm going to wait on the Lord till I get my strength back. Come on, somebody. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Because when I'm weak, I'm strong. All of my appointed time. I'm going to wait. Somebody say, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'm going to wait till I begin to mount up. Wait till you start mounting up on wings as an eagle. In my conclusion, lest I forget, let me introduce you to the pilot. Let me introduce you to the pilot, and his name is Jesus. My God, does anybody know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Come on, Jesus.
Yes.
Come on, Mary's baby. Do you know Jesus. Don't fool me. Do you
yes.
have a relationship or just a religion with Jesus? Do you know Habasha? Jesus. The one that healed the
Come
sick
on.
And raised the dead. Jesus.
Yeah.
5,000
yeah.
hungry
yeah.
souls he fed. Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you know
Jesus?
With
yeah.
Calvary.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Woo. God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I shared it. While we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us. Do
yeah.
you know Jesus? He didn't stay there. Somebody said,
yeah.
hey, one Sunday morning. He got
one
up with
Sunday
all power in his hand.
Oh,
everybody glad he got up.
Yeah.
Do you know this pilot? Do you know the pilot of Eagle Airlines Flight 2022? He is in control of your destiny, good God. He
is
in control of your life.
He
is in charge of your life. He has the spiritual GPS on which path you should take. He knows the path. Somebody said he knows the path I should take. That's why in all my ways I will acknowledge him. And he will direct my path. Do you know this pilot, Jesus? He walks with me. He talks with me. He leads me. Come on, do you know Jesus?
Jesus,
he's the pilot over me. That's why I can sing the hymn, Jesus Savior, pilot me over life's impetuous seas. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. But chart and compass come from thee, Jesus Savior. Pilot me. Now, I just need to ask one more question. Won't he do it?
Come on.
Won't he pilot you? Come on. Come on. Won't he pilot you? Has he been your pilot? Come on. Oh, you can't make him your co-pilot. He has to be the pilot. Come on. In order to fly above it, you got to release it into his hands. Put it in his hands. Somebody, Jesus is my pilot. Come on. Jesus is my pilot. Come on. Jesus. Jesus is my pilot. I'm not depending on a mask. I'm not depending on Lysol. I'm not depending on anything. I'm not depending on a shot. Because you see, shots fail. But I'm depending on Jesus. I feel a shout breaking loose. Anybody depending on Jesus? He is. All I got to say, he is. And because he is, good God.
Yeah.
And because he is, I shall fly above it. Because he is, I shall mount up on wings as eagles. Because he is, I will soar. I shall soar till I can fly so high that I'll look down and see my it beneath me.
Come on.
You got to see your it beneath you. Somebody said, don't worry about my it. It's now beneath me. Woo, come on. Oh, y'all don't know when to shout and praise God. Somebody just shout right there. Come on, shout right there and say, I'm praising God now because my it is beneath me. Come on, my it is beneath me. God has raised me up. Oh, God, to soar mountain. He raised me up. He raised me up.
Oh,
he raises me up. He raised me up. Hallelujah. Anybody grateful that he will raise you up? Come on. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for lifting me up. Lord, lift me up. And let me stand.
Let me stand.
Oh, somebody, I feel something happening. Lord, lift me up, Jesus. And let me stand. New heights, I'm gaining every day. Plant my feet on higher ground. Come on, tell God thank you.
On.
Thank you for planting my feet on.
Thank you.
Wings right now, but Sunday morning, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not know
yes.
Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as I make this appeal, extend the invitation.
Yes. Thank
those
you.
Those of you who do not know Jesus, and He is not the pilot of your soul. He's not in your steps.
Well,
oh my God. Let me introduce you to Him. As I said, His name
come
is
on.
Jesus.
Yeah.
After hearing this
Lord
message,
like.
You've decided to make Jesus your choice.
Yeah.
After hearing this message, you've decided that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. After hearing this message, you realize I am in need of a Savior. I am in need of a change.
Yeah.
I'm ready to surrender to God. I'm ready to put God first. I've tried everything, and all else has failed. I am now ready to try Jesus.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, let me just tell you that this is the best decision you can ever make. All you have to do right now is just repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, save me, God. Let me say that again. Lord Jesus, save me.
Lord Jesus, save me.
And listen to me. This is not just for those who are lost and never accepted Jesus Christ. This is a prayer that I pray myself every day. Lord Jesus, save me from myself. I don't want to get to the point that I have arrived or have pride and I can't be told anything. Lord Jesus, save me.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me. Cleanse me, Jesus. I will open up my heart and let you in. I will denounce every idol God that has taken your place in my heart. I do believe you died on the cross and rose again for me. And I believe you got up on the third day.
Yeah.
And because you got up, I can get up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For
thank
saving
you.
Me. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me.
I will serve
you for the rest of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, if you pray this prayer, salvation, you are saved. And heaven is rejoicing. Bible says heaven rejoices over one.
Thank you.
In Radio Land, I know we're out there praising God right now for the one soul, the two souls, whoever, even those who have rededicated their life after this broadcast. Heaven
is rejoicing.
Come on and put a praise on it right where you are. Thank you, God, that those were saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're not leaving
thank
the way
you.
We
thank
came
you.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to tell
thank
each you. Of you. Welcome to the family, and also thank you again for joining me for a time to decree with Pastor B's second Sunday service. Thank you to our announcer, Ms. Inez, all of you who have tuned in, my mother, everyone who has tuned in, my mothers, all of my family, all of you who support my godmothers, all of you. God be the glory for the things He is doing, and I am so excited about your future. You're about to take off because you shall rise above it. God bless you. Till next time.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor B. Let's give Pastor B a hand praise, everybody. Thank you, thank you. She prayed out of her heart. He preached us to heaven, y'all. He preached us to heaven. Yes, yes, she did. Thank you. It's true. That's a few minutes of I Believe I Can Fly. because she made it that we could fly. You know, with Jesus as the pilot, we can fly. Boarding cast, faith, seatbelt, attitude. Come on now. I believe I can fly. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen again.
Listen, yeah. For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, T. Key. John T. Key.
Thank you, thank you, thank you all for joining us today worldwide. I'm going to stay on the line and play some more music and for about another half hour or so if you want to stay with us. If not, you're more than welcome to, you know, hang up. But I think I need a little bit more Jesus. But the thing is, before we do, if you do want to leave, I want to just pray this little prayer. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. Be blessed. Stay blessed until we meet again. And can I get an amen from the church? That's from the CHUCH from the church. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen again. But I think I need a little more Jesus. Yeah. God, what's wrong with you? You got to love God after today's sermon. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, just been playing music now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You love God?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Come on. I love it.
I love God. You love God?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I miss a show. I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do, I do. No one could throw you off, oh, we got you covered.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love, love him, I love him, I love, love him, love him, I love him.
Yes, yes. And after that message we had from Pastor B, I know y'all need to be blessed because we bless in the city, we bless in the field. Fred Hammond, we're blessed.
Say bless, say bless, say
bless.
Yeah! Tonight.
And we want to thank the Lord for all he's done for us. Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Jesus.